It's been 10 years since director Spike Lee first burst into the public eye with his low-budget comedy She's Gotta Have It. Since then, he's become one of the most famous film directors in the world. Although, of the 6 movies he's made since then, only one, Do the Right Thing, has been a hit. Now he's joined up with producer Martin Scorsese and screenwriter Richard Price to direct the film version of Price's most recent novel. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review of Clockers.
Spike Lee first presented himself as a hip comical voice, and then as the spokesman for his people. And indeed, it often seemed that his real gift lay not in filmmaking, but in self-promotion. In fact, with every successive movie, Lee's talent and sensibility became more mysterious, more difficult to identify. He wasn't a true romantic. Jungle Fever proved that. He wasn't a historian or docudramatist. Malcolm X proved that. He wasn't good at portraying relationships or even creating convincing characters on screen. Crooklyn and Mo Better Blues, and in fact, most of his films proved that. And they all proved that he had no particular talent for telling a story. And yet, there was an undeniable sensibility there, an approach that Clockers finally makes apparent. What Spike Lee is good at is opera. Richard Price's novel took its strength from its penetration of character and its relentless detail. But Lee throws all that out the window. His characters don't converse, they sloganize. His scenes don't thrust you into the action, they symbolize it, describe it, represent it from a strange distance. The main character, Strike, is a clocker. That is, he sells crack from a Brooklyn park bench. He and his crew work for Rodney, whose candy store is a front for a huge drug operation. Now, Rodney wants Strike to do him a favor. He wants him to go to Ahab's fast food restaurant and murder the night manager. But when that night manager turns up dead, it isn't Strike who takes the rap, it's Strike's brother, Victor, a hard-working pillar of the community, all of which arouses the suspicions of Detective Rocco Klein, played by Harvey Keitel. In this scene, Klein harangues Strike, who's played by Mekki Pfeiffer.
I know your brother is an innocent man, just like you do. And if Victor was my brother, and I knew what you know, every day of my life would be a living hell. You think there's something we could do about this here, Ronnie?
Do about what?
We all know who did that, Lance. You did it. I know it. You know it. Your brother knows it. What's you thinking on this? That because Victor's going to claim self-defense, he'll get off because he has no record?
Oh,
well, his life is over. Listen to me. I talked to all your brothers. Listen to me. Look at me. I got something nice to say. I talked to all your brother's people. You know what? You know what? He's one of the decent ones. And probably in his deluded decency, he thinks he's doing a noble thing with you here. But you and Victor playing me for a patsy?
That isn't a movie scene. It's an aria. And what counts in it isn't what's said. It's how it's sung. As a film, Clockers is a real muddle. The plot is simple, but so poorly told that it seems infuriatingly complex. The characters are either stripped-down, message-bearing units, or else weirdly opaque, which is the problem with Strike, who has a secret he can't reveal, and therefore reveals nothing to the audience except his ulcer. Still, like many of even the most overblown operas, Clockers has real power. Lee rubs our noses in the grimness of the drug wars. He lets us see the wounds and the cops cackling over them. And there are moments when he crosses over some invisible line into a kind of poetry of gruesomeness, unlike anything we've seen before. The mournful, brooding mood of this picture really gets to you. I've always thought that Spike Lee used too much music in his movies, but this time he comes very close to turning a movie into music. Clockers is a dissonant but stirring lament for those legions of lost children who die needlessly by the gun.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker. I spoke with screenwriter and novelist Richard Price about his novel Clockers in June of 1992 when it was first published. He told me he did a lot of research for the book, spending time with cops and crack dealers. He first started spending time with cops when he was researching his screenplay for Sea of Love.
Well, in 1986, I was going out with cops in Hudson County, New Jersey, sort of soaking up some atmosphere for Sea of Love. And I got very hooked on seeing the world through cops' eyes, because when you run with cops, you see, you know, humans in such extremis. You get you never see life on such a life and death level, day in, day out, night times, day times. It wasn't that I was crazy about cops, but I just wanted to keep witnessing, you know, all this human struggle. And at some point, I decided that I would like to leave the cops' point of view and see the world through the eyes of those that the cops deal with, which are the world of the victims, the world of the predators, and all the people for which the cop in the neighborhood coming down very quickly is more prevalent than the mailman coming.
But how did you get connected to the dealers? It's easier to call up a precinct and ask for permission to drive around with the cops.
The cops called the dealers for me. It's, you know, in a mid-sized city, the way law and order works, it's real flexible. I mean, everybody needs everybody. A homicide investigator won't solve any crimes if he doesn't have people talking to him. And if you don't do favors for people, people won't do favors for you. And everything is relative. So, yeah, you skipped your hearing and there's a warrant out on you and a cop says, well, I'll fix it for you, but remember my name. And, you know, the guy's going to have to remember his name. Or, the criminal's got a problem, and he'll come to the cop and say, listen, if you can get me out from under the rock, I'll give you a name on something else which is heavier, or I'll turn over the guys that I've been dealing with buying from in greater quantity. It's all little fish giving up bigger fish.
So when you first approached dealers and told them that you were writing a book and you wanted to follow them for a while, what kind of rap did you give them?
Well, I just met them through the cops. I met them in the homicide office. There's one guy, and... People just check you out, and basically they want to see, A, if hanging out with you is going to put them in jeopardy, B, are you a jerk? I certainly wasn't going to put anybody in jeopardy for helping me out, and I guess I wasn't big enough jerk for them to say no. And, after a three-hour conversation, the dealer in front of the cop said, well, you ought to walk a mile in my shoes. Why don't you come on out with me tomorrow night? I looked at the cop, and he said, sure, why not?
What were the rules you had to follow when you were traveling or hanging out with dealers?
There were no rules. It wasn't like, now I'm going to take you to a place, don't look anybody in the eye. It was none of that stuff. I was with, the baddest guy in town. So it was like, where does a 500-pound gorilla sit anywhere he wants? I'm with him. I'm with Gorgo over here. So, don't lose sight of him. Don't let him wander off and, leave you alone. I mean, I wouldn't be in that place for a nanosecond without a guy like that.
Richard Price wrote the novel Clockers and co-wrote the screenplay with Spike Lee. Next week at this time on our archive edition, we'll hear more of that interview with Richard Price.